He may have been the greatest American hero of his time, and his name was Meriwether Lewis. When President Thomas Jefferson bought the massive Louisiana Purchase from Napoleon, the size of this young country was more than doubled overnight. The land stretched from the Mississippi all the way to the Pacific, and much of it was known well to Native Americans, but largely unknown to white Americans. Jefferson tapped his personal aide and a distinguished war veteran to lead this incredible adventure that we know today as, that's right, the Lewis and Clark Expedition. Well, following the long and winding route of the Missouri River, Lewis led his expedition all the way from the point where it ends, near St. Louis, to its headwaters in Montana. His longtime dream had been to find the source of that river and to drink from it. Well, he got his dream, if only it had satisfied his thirst. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the thirst that's never quenched. You know, in a letter to a friend after he reached that pinnacle, Meriwether Lewis wrote these words: "I feel all that restlessness which I cannot help but thinking proceeds from that void in our hearts. Whence it comes, I know not, but certain it is that I have never felt less like a hero than at the present moment." And shortly thereafter, Meriwether Lewis died of what is believed to be his own suicide. He accomplished his greatest goals. He drank the sweet water of success and conquest and had the admiration of thousands, but he still had not found what fills what he called that void in our hearts. Maybe you know that feeling. If you haven't gotten what you've been pursuing, you know, maybe a relationship, an accomplishment, a position, and you think that's why you have this incurable restlessness. Well, if you've gotten what you thought would fill that hole in your heart, and the hole is still there, guess what the next stop is? Despair. But ultimately, the void is in our hearts because God isn't. In the Bible's words, we were, quote, created by Him and for Him, but we haven't lived for Him. Again, according to the Bible, 100% of us have basically done life our way, not God's way, so we're missing Him. I wish I could get into a time machine and go back and talk to Meriwether Lewis and help him understand who he was restless for. Now, that's not possible, but God has put you and me together today, maybe because He wants to show you how the thirst in your soul can finally end by drinking from the source, by experiencing for yourself not a religion, but a personal love relationship with the God who puts you here. He says in Isaiah 55:2, our word for today from the Word of God, "Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare." Jesus, God's Son, who died to pay the penalty for you and me hijacking our life from God, made this promise: "He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty." Void filled, restlessness satisfied. With the gap between you and God bridged by Jesus, you're finally drinking from the source. And it starts the day that you come to Jesus, the day you, He said, believe in Him. And you do that by placing your total trust in this one who loved you enough to die for you, and then was powerful enough to rise from the dead. Wouldn't you want to begin this relationship now? Let your search be over? If you do, would you tell Him that? "Jesus, beginning today, I'm yours." Check out our website because it's loaded with information that will help you be sure you have made this connection with Jesus Christ, the one who loves you most. Our website is anewstory.com, anewstory.com, which in fact might be the beginning of a new story for you. There's no one else who can satisfy your thirsty soul. Beginning today, you can be, as so many of us restless seekers have discovered, thirsty no more.